KMCG Mobile. Well, that's what I thought, because I don't think you've gone down to Dayton in a long time either, because they tore that arena down, and now they have the Hemfest out at the, what do they call that? Can't think what they call that thing now out there where they have all the farm-type shows and expos, or I guess whatever they call them. But anyway, so, yeah, I haven't bought any either. I haven't been on the radio that much either lately, and I'm usually during the summertime, I'm not in the house until about 10 o'clock at night. If it's not raining and the wind's not blowing, I'm out there with a campfire going in the back, and sometimes I'll hook up the 2-meter 440 radio out there and play around a little bit, but I really haven't used the HF out there in the last couple years. But anyway, I think I think R still got his Bofang radio too. I don't know if he knows where it's at, but so much of that stuff, when he puts stuff in boxes and takes it downstairs, or he has somebody take it down there for him, then he has no idea where it's at. So, but I think he's got three radios sitting on a shelf down there with no cords going to them, no power cord, no microphone going to them, so he don't know where they're at either, and he can't go down there anymore. So I told him he ought to get one of those chairs that you can ride up and down. Sit on that and ride down to the bottom of the stairs and be able to go down there. But he doesn't even walk all that much anymore anyway, so, you know, he's in that wheelchair going backwards all the time. But anyway, I don't know what his other handheld. I don't know. He's got, I don't know, whatever other handheld he had before. I don't know if he's going to put his 2-meter 440 radio back in the living room where he had it or not. When he hooked it up, three weeks ago when I was over there on a Wednesday when he hooked it up, and he just took his antenna that he had in the living room and he put it up on top of his dryer. But he wasn't bringing up the Clarkston repeater. We weren't getting the courtesy tone from the repeater, so he wasn't bringing that one up at all.
Well, this is the Bofang. We'll give you a try on the Bofang. And this is the Kenwood. Can you tell any difference?
Just a very little bit, I guess. I think the Kenwood did sound just a little bit better, but not a whole lot of difference.